Eric Allen inside our Florham Park studios. Now let's go out to the Midwest and bring in our draft expert, Matt Miller. Matt, one of the draft's more inspirational stories, I thought, was Lorenzo Molden out of Louisville, who went to the Jets in the third round. What does he bring on the field? Because when you hear about his story, one thing that stands out is what great heart.
Yeah, I think everyone's rooting for Lorenzo Molden. And you know, coming out of Louisville, a very good edge rusher. I thought he was a better player than Marcus Smith, a guy the Eagles drafted in the first round last year. So he has the flexibility to bend at the edge. He's a stand-up outside linebacker, good length, good speed. And, you know, you mentioned the off-field story and, you know, how much heart that he's shown. I think you see that on the field, too. I mean, he's a high motor guy, very driven. I mean, he's going to work hard on every play. More of a twitchy pass rusher who fits that, you know, athletic mold. With Todd Bowles coming in, I think you've seen what he's done with guys like Sam Acho in Arizona. Lorenzo Molden is kind of a similar player.
Do you like the match with former Baylor standout Bryce Petty and new Jets offensive coordinator Chan Gailey? Because we know, Matt, there's going to be a big learning process for Petty coming from that system at Baylor in Waco and now coming to the Jets here in New York.
Yeah, I love the matchup between, you know, Gailey, who's a veteran. He's going to be patient. He knows how to coach up quarterbacks. And getting Bryce Petty in round four, I love that value. There was talk, and maybe someone just got a really good smoke screen out there, but there was talk that he might go late first or very early second round. I had him graded as a late second round player at number 61 overall. So I love the value to get him in round four. He is 24 years old, so you do worry a little bit about that timetable because, like you said, there's going to be an acclimation period, but it's a low-risk, super high-reward pick because he is a great person. You guys are going to fall in love with him once you get the opportunity to meet him. Hard worker, good athlete, and throws the best deep ball of anyone in this class. So if you have future visions of Devin Smith streaking down the field, Bryce Petty has the arm to make that throw.
The Jets have a lot of depth at guard. They address that position in the offseason. They addressed it again in the draft as GM Mike Maccagnan took a guard out of Texas A&M, Jarvis Harrison. He seems like a mauler, a guy who could potentially help this team out right away in the run game.
Yeah, he is a mauler. That's a great word for it. A fighter in there. I had him ranked at number 100 overall. So another great value pick by Mike Maccagnan. Harrison, he's not the best pass protector in the world right now, but the potential's there. And with the emphasis on the run game in New York, with how powerful the offensive line is already, he's going to fit in really well. Maybe opposite James Carpenter at some point, maybe as his backup, we'll see. But I wouldn't be surprised if Harrison becomes a starter. That was the grade I gave him, was that the expectation was that in year two, he would probably be starting somewhere. So he could play left or right guard, is a really, you know, a fighter in there at that position. And if he comes along in the passing game, what he does right now as a run blocker is really impressive.